This county is terrible, the amount of mica properties is there, and you know we're going to need people to fix these, and we're going to need skilled workers, the likes of block layers, electricians, plasters, plumbers, you know, and at the minute they're not there. We have young people leaving the country every week, heading for Australia, Canada and further afield, you know, and I think it's important going forward that we try to do everything that we can here as a council, and that the government do everything that they can as well to try to entice young people to stay here in Ireland and work in the country, and particularly here in Donegal, because mica, listen, it's a massive issue, and I'm fully 100% behind the people that are suffering through mica, and I'll do everything I can to help them going forward, and I hope that if we can get apprenticeships up and running and make it more attractive, that our young people might go down that road, learn their skills and stay here within the county.
You mentioned Simon Harris there. He was in the county at the ATU, both Killybegs and Letterkenny campuses, and he was pushing apprenticeships, particularly in Killybegs, but also in Letterkenny. With him, it seems you're pushing an open door in terms of pushing this. I mean, does that give you confidence that Simon Harris has been announcing new apprenticeships in Donegal and clearly stating his backing of them?
Yeah, definitely, Donalan. I mean, I had this motion put forward here before I actually realised that, you know, so it gives me a lift to know that Simon Harris has this in his mindset and is going to push forward.